The sermon text this morning, the readings from today, especially focusing on Genesis chapter 1. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. We are created beings. What does that mean? That means that all that we see, all that exists, was called into being by our God. This is creation out of nothing. There was no primordial soup. There was no pre-existing materials that God used to form, fashion, or create the world with. The God who exists, the God who is, called this world and all that is in it into existence through his very word. This at least the creationists and the evolutionists have in common. One miracle to start all things. Both the creationists and the evolutionists are confident that matter came into being, that there was nothing, and that there was something. An evolutionary model posits that nothing spontaneously generated itself into something. They have a materialist worldview. Matter is all that there is. Therefore, ultimately, life has absolutely no meaning. There is no point to it but to be a consuming and producing animal. You are nothing more than a random collection of electrical impulses and chemical reactions. But if that is the case, I must ask you then, where does the mind come from? Having a brain is one thing, but having a mind is quite something else. Where is morality generated? Where does law come from? There must be more to existence than the survival of the species. Now, it is true that as Christians, we also believe that something came out of nothing. We believe in the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Moses. We believe in the God who spoke the divine word and brought his creatures, both animate and inanimate, spiritual and physical, into existence. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and God spoke. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing has made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. This word is true God. This word is the pre-incarnate Jesus, begotten of the Father before all worlds, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This word is true God. This word is pre-incarnate Jesus, begotten of the Father. Moses was called by this very word the Son of God. The God who spoke out of the burning bush gave Moses his commission. And it was Moses who asked, "When the people who ask who sent me, who shall I say sent me?" And the God of the burning bush said, "When they ask who sent you, you tell them, I am has sent you." That is God's name, I am. It means he is the God who exists. Our God just is. He always has been, and He always will be. He is Father, Son, and Spirit. He is the one who created time and our existence. Can we explain the Trinity? No, we cannot explain the Trinity. We cannot explain the divine majesty. All attempts at coming up with an explanation are going to fall short of the truth of the divine mystery. Therefore, we must content ourselves with the declaration that God is Father, Son, and Spirit. We must content ourselves with the teaching of Scripture that God simply is. But what is can be described. Our God is a creating God. And we see from the book of Genesis that we, that means you, are the pinnacle of God's creation. And this also means that we have hardwired inside of us this very desire to create, the very desire to build and to form and to shape. We desire to use the creation around us as we were commanded by God. Fill the earth and subdue it. We fill it with the visions of our mind, with great buildings and highways, ships and aircrafts and hosts of other manners of inventions, as we reflect out into the world the creative will of our God. As God's creatures, we reflect His love of beauty. For beauty is all around us, in nature, in the things that we create. Beauty is more than material. Beauty comes from someplace else. And our world is full of beauty, and it's full of meaning. Because there is a God who is full of beauty, and a God who is full of meaning. Through the gift of writing, through novels and poetry, humanity has been gifted with the skills of music and art given to us by the very breath of our Creator. And all of this is evidence of the mind, not just a brain, but consciousness. For indeed, we are all, each and every one of us, more than the sum of our parts, more than our synapses and electrical impulses, neurons and electrons. They all make for fine automatons. But our mind, now our mind is a marvel. A mind, a psyche, the ability to love and to be loved, to have a personality distinct enough to make us individuals who live out and reflect the will of the Creator in this created world, to be able to appreciate a sonnet, a play, a song, to understand and appreciate the lines of a sports car, the finesse of an athlete, the skill of a carpenter or a plumber or an electrician or a welder, and then at the same time to be able to take immense satisfaction in hot, buttered, and salted sweet corn. Indeed, the mysteries of God are great. Take, for instance, being here in this place. This place is where God reveals Himself. And just the fact that we say Himself is so very important. For God reveals Himself in the masculine. God reveals Himself in as the essence of fatherness, the Father by whom all fathers seek to emulate. Ponder a bit that here in these stone walls, and also the angels of heaven veritably sing out to us, fall to your knees, take off your shoes, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. The Lord who is unsearchable, the God who is unknowable, the Creator who is beyond our comprehension, reveals Himself to us in this place through His Word. For He is our God, the only true God. And here we find the presence of the divine Word who does this incredibly gracious thing for us. He makes Himself known to us in Jesus. The incarnation of the Word is right at the heart of all theology. The spiritual has the humility to become mere material on our behalf. Jesus, who in very nature being God, took on flesh for our sakes and became man. This God chose you in Christ before the foundations of the world were laid. You are a product of divine thought, for God has willed it that you live in this particular time, in this particular place. Malcolm Gait, a British poet, tells the story of when Samuel Coleridge Taylor, who was a famous British composer and supporter of Thomas Clarkson's abolitionist efforts, they got together and they were corresponding back and forth. And Clarkson confessed to Taylor in a letter. He said this, that he was completely emotionally exhausted by the seemingly fruitless efforts of the abolition of slavery, saying, "It's not that I'm losing faith in the campaign against slavery. It is that I am losing faith. I have no idea anymore of the divine." And Coleridge writes back to Clarkson, "Do not worry in the least if you have any idea of the divine, but never forget that you are a divine idea, that you are in the mind of Christ. He waits for your moment in time and he wills you into being. Then we are little words. We are little words from the divine word. And Christ is not finished saying to the world what he wants to say through Thomas Clarkson. And Christ is not finished saying to the world what he wants to say through you. For you have been born for such a time as this, to live in this moment, to be the person that you are, to proclaim Christ in the here and the now. Did man break the world and its beauty through the institution of slavery? Did man break the world and its beauty through war and bloodshed? Yes, yes he has. But God still has great beauty and creativity to work in and to bring into the world through you. As a reflection and a creation of the triune God." Then Geist goes on to write these words of a poem. He says, "I cannot think unless I have been thought, nor can I speak unless I have been spoken, nor can I teach except I have been taught, or break the bread except I am broken. O mind behind the mind through whom I speak, O light behind the light through which I see, O words behind the word which I speak, O founding unfound wisdom, finding me." God is, and we are his creatures. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We reflect the creativity of the Creator. We strive for beauty within boundaries as he has given us boundaries. God is. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is mystery revealed. And we are little mysteries revealed to be the children of God. In that God's holy name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.